Right. Hello, everybody. I'm Brandon. I was a recent graduate of Homestead, as she said. Now I am attending IPFW. But this past weekend, to be honest, there were no words to describe how I felt when I saw those videos of Charlottesville. And the image of a man deliberately choosing to plow into a crowd of innocent people with his car is something that will never leave my mind. And although his car's windows were tinted, his message was clear. And in my opinion, his message of hate has no place here in America. The America that I live in is a beautiful melting pot of races, religions, cultures, sexual orientations, and gender identities. More specifically, as a young member of the LGBT plus community, I vividly remember learning about Pulse, where 49 people were gunned down because of their sexual orientation. And I wonder why we, as a community of love, have not pressured our state legislature into developing and passing legislation for those who commit hate crimes against not only members of the LGBT plus community, but members of other persecuted groups as well. And in times of divisive political rhetoric, hate, bigotry, and discrimination, we must join together and create a united front to say that we are here and we will not tolerate this kind of discriminatory behavior. And every time I want to hide away because I see a sad news story or a video of a terrorist act or a capricious tweet, I remember that nothing ever happens from sitting down, but rather standing up. And so today, I'm asking all of you to stand with me. Stand with me against racism, against discrimination, against hate. Now, I know we have all come to the realization that love trumps hate is not just a phrase anymore. It's a battle cry. And now, I want all of us to say it loud enough that the sound reverberates off these buildings around us. So, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Love trumps hate!
I know we can do better than that. Ready? Here we go. One more time. Ready?
Love trumps hate!
Thank you, everybody.